Good morning, everyone. Isn't it a beautiful morning? Sun shining, dazzling many of you, shining in the windows and frost. And isn't our church looking absolutely fabulous for harvest? It really amazes me every year how our team put together such wonderful displays around the church. Our service today is going to be an all-age service, so there's lots of different things happening. And lots of things that may or may not happen, but we will muddle on through, and only God is perfect. I have a number of intimations, and first of all, any of you who've been reading the intimations will be astounded at how much the church shop has raised. Has anybody read it? Unfortunately, it's a typo. The actual sum raised is £1,981.04, which is awesome and fantastic and deserves a round of applause. But it would have been lovely if that extra nine was there, wouldn't it? The 90 kilogram rice challenge is still ongoing. The last bags of rice are at the back. £3 a bag, a bargain. So if you haven't already bought your rice from Malawi, I've been eating it and it's delicious. Do please buy a bag before you leave today. We'll learn a lot more about it during the service today. And just a wee reminder for the shoebox appeal. A huge thank you to everybody who's brought them. Look how many shoeboxes we've got. It's wonderful. But today is really the last Sunday. The boxes will be going away on Friday. So if you haven't brought your box today, then speak to somebody today and make sure that you can get it into the church before it is Friday, is it? Before Friday. And Saturday coming is National Day of Prayer. And somewhere hidden at the back amongst the display is a sheet for you to sign up if you'd like to spend an hour in prayer in the church. So if you haven't already signed up for that, it's a wonderful opportunity to spend time in prayer with God in our beautiful church. So do please take that opportunity. I think there's only possibly 2 hours left out of the 12 hours, which is great. And I've got a lovely postcard from Craffykirk. Travelling up the East Coast, visited Arbroath Cathedral, Montrose Abbey, and saw Craffykirk. Also visited Peterhead Prison Museum. Let us back out. Well, I'm glad they did let you back out. And thanks, Tom and Margaret. That's lovely to get a postcard from you. So our service today is going to start with a conversation. Lovely to welcome you all and to celebrate the goodness of God in the produce of the earth. A long time ago, on a day like this, churches would have looked and smelled like a farmer's market. I can still remember my home church used to have bales of straw and sacks of potatoes, all sorts of things. And we've done really well, and we've got lots of really good gardeners who brought produce from their own gardens. But much of our food today is not grown at home. We depend on growers from elsewhere in the world. So just to check whether that's true or not, can you in twos or threes turn to each other and introduce yourselves, if you don't already know the person next to you, and say what you had for breakfast, and then identify what countries that food came from. Just a wee example, you might have had marmalade and say, well, it came from the co-op, but I know you. Be more accurate to say that the oranges came perhaps from Spain and the sugar might have come from the West Indies. So now, just a few minutes, speak to the person next to you or in front or behind. Just what did you have for breakfast? I had porridge made with Scottish porridge oats and bananas, which came from somewhere in Africa, I think. And blueberries that came from Peru, and maple syrup from Canada. What did you have?
Well, I had my usual cornflakes,
Yeah, probably Canada or USA. So pretty international. My goodness, I think I could have left you chatting for an hour. But good, I'm not going to ask for any feedback, but if Audrey and I are anything to go by, my goodness, we've had food from all over the world. So I'm now going to hand over to Jean to lead the next little bit of the service. Yeah, could you all please stand for this part?
Get the responses on your seat, and they'll be up on the screen as well. In the beginning, God made the world.
Made it and mothered it. Filled it with seeds and with signs of fertility.
All that is green, blue, deep, and growing.
God's is the hand that created you.
All that is tender, firm, fragrant, and curious.
God's is the hand that created you.
All that crawls, flies, swims, walks, or is motionless.
God's is the hand that created you.
All that speaks, sings, laughs, cries, or keeps silence.
God's is the hand that created you.
All that suffers, stumbles, lacks, or longs for an end.
God's is the hand that created you.
The world belongs to God.
The earth and all its people.
Now we will stand to sing hymn 194, This is the Day. This hymn is from Fiji in Australasia. 194, This is the Day.
The children are going to bring forward their food for harvest, and I'm going to try and create a one more verse which you can join in with. So, this is the day that the children come out with their food. This is the day, this is the day, the children come out with their food. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the children come. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the children come. That's great. And thank you to everybody who's brought food. It's just fantastic. And now Jean will lead us in prayer. And there are responses to this prayer, so check your sheet or the screen.
Before the sunlight, before the mountains, before birdsong, before breath, you, maker of all, were there. You are the architect of the universe, the keeper of all time, the poet of creation, the sower of every seed. And we who inhabit this world of your making, we who thrive on the harvest of the earth, we who also have been shaped by your hand and raised by your love, fall silent at the wonder of all that surrounds us. We are privileged children of a gracious God. If we have not wondered at the world, if we have glanced for a second at what took millions of years to evolve, if we have eaten food with more greed than gratitude, if we have erased your fingerprints with our footprints, if we have made nature mourn, then, Lord, register in heaven the regret we confess on earth. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In the beginning, God saw all that had been made and declared it good. And in Christ, to a weary world and to guilty people, God allowed for the recovery of our lost goodness by declaring, "Behold, I make all things new." So, as forgiven people, let us pray using words said by our brothers and sisters in Africa. Lord, enlarge our hearts that they may be big enough to receive the greatness of your love. Stretch our hearts that they might take in all for which we are responsible because we have taken in you. Fill our hearts with compassion for all whom Christ would touch, so that we may live in solidarity with you. Amen.
Right, I've got three shopping bags here, and in them are all sorts of items of food that we usually use, but each one's covered in paper. So in the spirit of Pass the Parcel, we're going to pass the bags round. And when the music stops, whoever's got the wrapped item, make sure that one of our children does the unwrapping for them. And then together, the children and the member of the congregation can read the label, figure out what's in the parcel and what country it comes from. And then together, we need to work out which of the continents it belongs to. And if you look round the windows, we've got Americas over here, and all, what have we got? We've got Europe there, we've got Africa. Can anybody see what's Asia, and what's up there? Australasia. Right. So I think I've got three volunteers who are going to come and take a bag, and the children can come out and help with this. So each of our Breakfast Club volunteers, oh, are going to take a bag and we'll roughly divide the congregation into three groups. So we've got one group over there. I think actually we've got an even distribution of people. So the middle will be one group and then the left-hand side will be the third group. So make sure you've got two or three of the jigsaw with you as you go off to your group. And then start at the back. The little ones could choose one of the items from the bag and give it to the first person in the pew. And Audrey's going to play some music for us once we're ready to start. And I think you all know how to play Pass the Parcel, don't you? Pass it along while the music's running. You want to go up the back? Okay. It'll be fine once it starts. It's just a bit complicated to get going. If you start at the front and then. Right, are we all ready? Have you chosen one item from your bag to give to the first person in the pew? Right, Audrey, I think you can go. Thank you. Keep passing. Oh, it stopped. Right. Now, you find one of the small children to help you unwrap it, because they are much better at unwrapping parcels than we are. And then together, you can see if you can read what it is, and I'll come to each of you and find out what we've got. So, can you see what you've got? We've got tea bags and they come from India. Okay, so which continent would that belong? Where's India? Asia. So can you find Asia's window while I go and talk to the next person? Are you finished already? Would you like to tell me what you had?
We had walnut pieces.
You had walnut pieces. And
it said, the label said USA.
USA. So
and
you've
A
put it.
Does stands for Americas.
It
for
does.
America. And America and USA is in America.
Perfect.
And that's how we solved it.
Very, very good. Have we got our third one? Who's? Where was our third one? I'm missing somebody. We should have had a third something. Who's the third? Ross, have you got it? Ah, right, okay, so what have we got here?
England.
We've got cheesy biscuits from England, or it claims that the cheese comes from England. So what continent does England belong to?
Europe.
Europe, yeah. Can you go down to the Europe window? And then choose your next present, and wherever that one stopped, we'll start the music again, and the next thing can be passed on. Okay? Are we ready? Go, Audrey. You've got the most difficult job. Here we go. Right. You get one of the children to help you unwrap it. I'll leave you. I think we've got one that's further ahead down here. So, what have we got here?
This is a tricky one.
Is it?
Yeah, it says Greece, but I don't know.
Greece, yeah. And what's in the tin?
Prunes and syrup.
Prunes and syrup from Greece. Now, do you know where Greece is?
Well, it's next to Italy, and Italy's in Europe.
See, no flies on this one. You're the top team. That's okay if you just pop it there. Where's our second one? Have we got Anna? Oh, what's Katie got?
Oh,
Katie's got ginger, and the ginger comes from
China.
Okay, where's China?
Asia.
Do you want to take it over to the Asia window? Woo. And our third one is ready. Didn't factor in how much running around I was going to have to do. Okay, what have we got here?
Dried mango.
Dried mango, which comes from Sri Lanka, a difficult country to say, and that's in Asia as well. So we can put it in the Asia window, which is up there.
Also, so it comes out in the recording.
All right.
Right, we're ready with the next one. Next parcel ready to go. Moving on from that person. So everybody gets a shot. Okay, you're going to hand it in here. The music's. Right, you're going to have to run round, boys. One of the little ones go in and help unwrap this parcel. Okay, you any good at unwrapping?
Do you want some help to get started?
Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it? I think I was getting into the swing of wrapping up by that point. Oh, we've got one finished here. Wait till you tell me what you've got. What have you got there?
Sesame seeds.
Sesame seeds. And where do they come from? From Mexico. Yes. Yeah, so that's in the Americas as well, isn't it?
Chile.
And we've got raisins from Chile. Any idea where Chile is? It's in the Americas as well. It's South America.
Can I just tell you, Mexico is short for the Mexican States of America.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right, I think I've got one more. Can you hold on a minute, Kyle? Yep. What have we got here? Ooh.
Lentils.
We've got lentils in this tin, and they come from?
France.
France, okay. So where's France? In Europe. Do you want to go and put them down the front for Europe? Go and help. And are we all getting ready with the next parcel to go on? And if you reach the end of your group, then you can start going back up again or down again. We'll just give Ross a minute or two to come back. Where had you finished, Ross? Oh, you were here, weren't you? So start on with the next person, and we'll be ready for the music now. Oops. Right, who's going to open this one? Oh, do you want? Okay, what have you got here? Tell me what it is.
It's oat cakes from Orkney.
Oat cakes from
Scotland.
Orkney in Scotland, so that's in Europe, isn't it? Well done. And what have we got here?
Sugar.
Right, and can you see where sugar came from? Let's see.
UK.
I was really surprised by this, but it claims that the company work with directly with 1,200 British farmers in East Anglia to grow their sugar beet. So I learnt something new. But that's a British sugar, so we can go and pop it in Europe, can't we? And what have we got here? Oh, apricots. I love apricots. And where did the apricots come from? From South Africa. So I wonder which continent South Africa would be. It's a bit of a clue. Africa, I think so, yeah. Do you know where Africa is?
Yes.
Is it not there?
It's over there.
Okay, have we got the next parcel ready to go? The music will be starting any minute now. Katie, you going to come and help with this one? Who are you going to hand that one to? Okay, time for music. Just to come in, Jack.
Yeah.
Better keep up with it. Right, get a little one to open the package. Oh, Katie, not wanting to do it? Not want to open the parcel? Oh, right, okay.
Katie opens one and Jack.
Yeah. Well, that one's well stuck, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I figured Jack would
finish. Right, I'll leave you working on that one. How are we getting on down here? Oh, Jennifer's doing really well. What have you got there? Scottish water. Yeah.
Where do you think that came from?
So where's Scotland?
Scottish water.
At the moment. Still in Europe. Okay. Well done. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, you want to put that down? So we've got Scottish water, so that's from Europe. What have we got here?
We got one from España.
Oh, anchovy fillets. Right.
It's from España.
From Spain, yeah. And where's Spain? España.
Europe.
Yes, right. Well done. Everything from Europe today. Oh, I'll just come and find out what Jack's got here. Can I get through a minute?
Right.
Sorry.
Thanks, Kyle. And what have you got there? Mackerel fillets. And where did they come from?
Denmark.
The Northeast Atlantic, and they were packed in Denmark. So that, I think, is in Europe as well. Okay, have we got the next parcel ready to go? I think we're nearly there. How many have you got left?
Just the one. Yes, the last one.
This is the last parcel now for those of you who are... Okay. Russian help. Last parcel, everybody ready to go? Right, maestro, music. Right, the music stopped. Oh, rip away.
Sardines and tomato sauce.
We've got sardines and tomato sauce here, and they come from?
Morocco.
Where's Morocco?
No.
I think so.
Yeah, it's definitely Africa.
It's North Africa. South of the Mediterranean. I hope I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it's definitely Central East Atlantic.
Is where they were caught, yeah. So we've got sardines that were packed in Morocco and after
Morocco.
Morocco is in Africa. So find the window for Africa. What have we got?
You just gave us the answer.
Ah.
The answer was just on the label.
Malawi. Well, some of the writing on the labels was very, very small. Oh, and last one, we've got tomato ketchup.
Where's that from?
Portugal.
and it comes from Portugal. Who would have thought? Right, thank you all very much. I hope you all enjoyed our interactive fun. So we can see the wide variety of places that our food comes from. And we're now going to sing a chant which comes from Africa. And we're going to sing it through, did we decide twice or three times? Twice, well, we'll sing it right through twice. It's hymn 757, Come All You People. So we've been thinking about what other countries give us. Does anyone know whether there's any foodstuffs that we, in Scotland in particular, regularly export to other countries? Anybody got any ideas? Did I hear whiskey from up this direction? Did somebody here say whiskey? Uishkava, yes. We certainly export a lot of whiskey, don't we? Anything else that Scotland exports? Fish. Anybody know?
Fish.
Potatoes. Anybody around here? Sorry, I didn't hear that. Somebody up here said something else. Beef and lamb. Yeah, Scottish beef and lamb is really well known. Soft fruits. Yeah, from Perthshire. Somebody else say something?
Oats.
Yeah. So there's quite a lot of things that we do export. But in general, we're not quite in the same situation as Malawi, where 90% of the working population are harvesting the earth and growing things. Here in this country, a lot of our exports are to do with technology and medical expertise and corporate finance. But because we have the greatest influence over trade, and because the West still has nations indebted to them through loans, we are in a position of power, which, as St. Paul would claim, means that we're always prone to corruption. There's one book in the Bible which is seldom read, but which has a great deal of wisdom regarding money, trade, and interpersonal dealings. So we're going to look at just six of the sayings from the book of Proverbs, and then to suggest to each other which of these most applies to our interdependent world at the moment. And then after that, we will hear some words from the gospel. But first of all, we'll say these responsively, as we usually do with our psalms in the morning. So this is Proverbs 3 and verse 28. Do not say to your neighbor, come back again. I will do you a favor tomorrow when you have the ability to do it today. And then Proverbs 11, 25. A generous person enjoys prosperity, and one who refreshes others will be refreshed. Proverbs 14:21, Whoever despises the hungry does wrong, but happy are they who are generous to the poor. Proverbs 16:11, accuracy of scales and balances is the Lord's concern. All the weights in the bag are God's business. Proverbs 28:11, those who are rich may think themselves wise, but the discerning poor will see right through them. And lastly, Proverbs 29 and verse 7, the righteous are concerned for the claims of the helpless, but the wicked cannot understand this kind of concern. So now we're going to chat amongst ourselves for a few minutes again and think which of those proverbs is most appropriate to our community. What would we really like seeing either up on a wall on a poster, or what would we like to see folk actually living? So a few minutes, turn to the folk round about you and discuss what you think is most appropriate. Lots of food for thought there, and it's good to have more folk chatting instead of just me on a Sunday morning. But I'm going to have to try and keep you to a timetable, so we're now going to stand and sing our next hymn, Praise God for the Harvest of Orchard and Field. I thought that was a lovely hymn because it's a very inclusive praise of God for worship, for a harvest of so many different sorts. We're now going to hear Bill Watson read our gospel reading today, John chapter 15 and the first four verses.
John 15, Jesus comforts his disciples. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going.
Thanks, Bill, for these wonderful words of comfort. Jesus also describes himself as the vine on which all the fruit grow. And I'm very conscious that in recent Sundays, I've been focusing a lot on outreach, on what we can do as Christians, and no more so today with our harvest when we're giving so much. It was lovely to be reminded in that proverb that, a generous person enjoys prosperity. And I think we all know the joy of giving. So this was part of why I decided to do the 90 kilogram rice challenge. And although this film is slightly more aimed at schools, we're gonna show a quick 5-minute film about the 90 kilogram rice challenge. There's one bit of it where people are speaking their native language in Malawi. So I will come and I'll read the subtitles, because I'm conscious that this service is recorded and folk listening to a CD can't read the subtitles. So.
I'm John, and I'm Charity Otis, and I want you to have a look at a video which tells the story of a man, the first farmer I met in Malawi, and it was a revelation.
Married to one wife. We have 4 children, all boys. I also look after 2 boys from my brother and sister-in-law that both passed away. I started growing rice in 2003, and at first I was using seeds that didn't give me any profit. But then I entered the NASFAM club, and they told me to keep farming. And NASFAM were giving me good advice. I had this wish to get a plow and 2 cows to help me farm, and I managed that dream. For the money we make from rice farming, we buy clothes, food, pay school fees, and even the house we are in, I got from rice farming. I even built my mother a house next door. My idea is to encourage all my children to study at secondary schools and to continue up to high levels. And I am saving some money to help them in the future.
90 kilos is what a farmer has to sell in order to send one child to secondary school per year.
Rice, baby. It's fairly traded. Rice, baby. It's killing better. We are the global citizens from Buddha Primary School.
4 rice challenges. How many? 4 rice challenges. We sell it at the school fets and parents' evenings.
And we recently went to the church because they wanted to start it up. And they've sold quite a few batches as well.
About 4.
The 90 kilogram rice challenge is for a good cause, because when you reach 90 kilograms, you can send one Malawi child to school.
Well, I like being part of the group because it gives me the chance to develop on maths, literacy and organisation.
You're working with a team and you're getting, you're developing more skills and that you know that it's for a good cause and you're helping other people who you don't even know.
Hi, my name is Malcolm. I'm 11 years old. I go to Hillhead Primary and I first heard about Killambarrow Rice when I was going to Silas, and I heard about it when I was 5, so half of my lifetime ago. My first quote about it was when I was saying to my mum, "Mummy, this rice is yummy." I think it's awesome because just by me eating something that I think is really nice, it helps someone have a better life.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Fraser. I'm a primary sex teacher at Miller's Newt Primary School.
Hi, I'm Laura Fleming and I'm a primary 2 teacher at Miller's Newt Primary School.
The children at Miller's Newt managed to sell 1,235 kilograms of Killambarrow rice.
This took us 5 weeks to complete and we did it over fair trade fortnight. And we were the first school to manage to sell a ton of rice.
We had an inter-house challenge within the school. All the children were split up into 4 houses and the staff got involved as well. Each house had the challenge to sell 90 kilograms of rice, but obviously we went way beyond this and managed to send 13 children to school.
The children developed a lot of organisational skills, their problem solving skills as well, when they had to deal with the order forms and then distribute the rice weekly. And obviously they were just using a lot of their own initiatives as well. So it was a real excellent job. We were in the Kirkintilloch Herald, we appeared in the Evening Times, and the Eastern Bartonshire councillor came to visit us.
We were also really happy to have John Riches present a certificate at the assembly for all the children of the school.
This is not just for schools, this is for churches, for fair trade groups, for community groups of all kinds. Anybody who can get together with some friends to sell this rice is going to make a huge difference to the lives of these people. And one of the most exciting things has been when we brought the farmers over and they met the groups who've been supporting them, how that energizes the farmers. It gives them real hope. I want to say to everybody, Yevoi Chomeme.
We've loved taking part in the 90 kilogram
race challenge
because we have helped other children achieve a better life.
That gives you a tiny flavour of Malawi and what our rice challenge is doing. I was quite impressed at the fact that the Malawian farmers who came over to Scotland and met people who were selling the rice were hugely encouraged, because I was one of the people who went and met them. And I was hugely encouraged by meeting them. So it was definitely a two-way thing. And yeah, I hope that you don't mind me going on about this rice, but I think it's such a worthwhile thing to be doing. I have already been into 2 out of our 3 primary schools and spoken about it and left them with rice, and I'm hoping to get into the 3rd school pretty soon. How do we get round to doing things from inside out, from allowing God to fill us so that we can reach out to others? It's all through prayer. So we're going to now sing our next hymn, number 493, It's Me, O Lord. And this hymn comes from the Americas.
It's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me.
As we come forward to our time of prayer, I'd like to invite our readers forward. We're going to have a different person reading a prayer from each continent. So if you'd all like to come forward now, please. And again, there are responses on your sheet. We are connected to the rest of the world by food and finance, but in the church we also celebrate that we are connected to the rest of the world as members of the body of Christ, which is universal, present in every country, and not favoring one mother tongue or denomination. In the body of Christ, if one part rejoices, all share the happiness. If one part suffers, all share the pain. This is what we do as we pray for the world and its people. Let's pray.
Let us pray for the continent of Africa, where nations still struggle to be free from poverty and malnutrition, and from the debt or corruption on which poverty thrives. Let us pray with the people of Zimbabwe for justice in their nation, with the people of Darfur for an end to genocide, with the people of Malawi for prosperity for all.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the continent of the Americas, where the north is very affluent and parts of the south are very poor, and where the environment everywhere is under threat. Let us pray with the people of the USA that they may ever be a part of the global community and not apart from it. With the people of Cuba, that they may become more affirmed than suspected. And with the people of the Amazon, that the life of nature and of their ancient cultures might be preserved. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Our prayer is for the vast continent of Asia. Let us pray for the last lost continent, Asia, the home of most of the world's Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists, which includes the tiny island of Goa and the vast country of China. Let us pray with the people of Afghanistan for a path to peace and wisdom and the courage to walk it, and with the people of Nepal for the safeguarding of political process which involves all, and with the people of North Korea for their potential to outshine what others see as their problems. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the continent of Australia, which embraces the extremes of heat and cold and still exhibits tensions between native people and the descendants of settlers. Let us pray with the people of the Pacific Islands for guidance as what to do when their homelands are threatened by rising waters, with the original people of Australia, that their ancient wisdom may inspire all who come into contact with them, with the researchers in Antarctica, that their scientific insights and global warning may truly influence global politics. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the continent of Europe, of which we are a part, that we who have dominated the world in the past may learn how to serve it, that we whose technologies are alleged to lead the way may first harness them to serve human needs, and that we whose churches in the past evangelized the world may find fresh nourishment in the gospel. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. And now in our mother tongue, let us say the words Jesus first spoke. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. We'll now continue our worship with the giving of our offerings. And I think the children could help in uplifting the offerings, please.
Let's pray. Accept, Lord, the gift of money we offer in your presence, knowing that we could not give if we had not first received. Use it to enable signs of your kingdom to be visible on earth and enable us. Amen. Shall we all stand to say together the affirmation on this day in which we celebrate the harvest of the earth? Let us affirm what we believe. We believe that the earth is the Lord's and all that lives on it. We believe that living gratefully and giving generously are marks of faith. We believe that all of humanity should have access to the earth's resources, and every individual must now act to preserve the world, so that the children of tomorrow may not be burdened with the mistakes of today. And so we commit ourselves to think globally, to trade fairly, to live responsibly, to love this world as God loves it, who in Christ became part of creation. Amen.
Now sing our next hymn, number 772, one of the Taizé chants. And of course, this comes from France in Europe. In the Lord, I'll be ever thankful. And we'll sing it through three times. Hymn 772.
Thank you.
who gives seed for the sower and bread for the eater. Give to us all that we need to make us fruitful in mind, body, and spirit, so that we may produce a rich harvest in faith, love, and justice to the glory of God's name. Amen.
Amen. And just before I pronounce the benediction, I'd like to thank everyone who's taken part in today's service, especially the youngsters who've been very patient and you've been really good at helping. And we really like having you in church throughout with us. I hope it's not been too boring for you, too many words. And after the benediction, instead of our normal triple Amen, we're going to sing Amen Siaka Dumisa. I'll lead it, and if you know it at all, please join in. If not, I'll just sing it through a few times anyway, because it's from South Africa. So we're trying to continue our international flavor to the whole service. But now may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and remain with each and every one of us today and forevermore. Amen, siaka dumisa. Amen, siaka dumisa. Amen, bawo. Amen, bawo. Amen, siaka dumisa. Amen, siaka dumisa. Amen, siaka dumisa. Amen, bawo. Amen, bawo. Amen, siaka dumisa. Amen, siaka dumisa. Amen, siaka dumisa. Amen, bawo. Amen, bawo. Amen, siaka dumisa. We'll now stand for the Bible to leave.